Josh away this week and next, so producer G is hanging out with me.
Sure I am.
Just trying to get some Callum Scott up here because we're going to him on the show a little bit later today.
You're trying to impress him.
No.
Like playing his music.
Say, trying to impress him. What would you say is his biggest song? Dancing on My Own?
Oh, that's a good one. You Are the Reason.
Bit of also a slow good one, isn't it? So Callum Scott, this guy's going to join us a little bit later.
And I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? Oh, oh, oh.
Gooseys.
He was on the... It wasn't X Factor, was it? It was like Britain's Got Talent in the UK.
Yes.
Yeah, in 2015.
He was on The Voice on Sunday night. He performed at the finale.
He's just announced an Australian tour as well. You might know maybe this song as well. That guy right there, apparently he's on Tinder too, by the way.
We have something in common.
He's into the blokes though.
So am I.
Yes.
So we have something in common.
Yeah, have something in common so you can share some Tinder tips. He's coming up a little bit later in the show. Hey, big prize we have here at the moment on 13, 12, 16 for Smarter Than Who is Hunter Valley Wine Festival tickets. If you want to go along to that, we had the Jurassic World screening last night. So
it was packed.
It was busy,
wasn't it? Because we gave away so many in Smarter Than Who because you're all smarter than Gaundy.
Well, you can actually take Gia on today on 13, 12, 16.
Or Gaundy. You can choose.
We've got someone else who's done the questions. So if you want to take Gia on this morning, 13, 12, 16, we could do Smarter Than Who coming up for you next.
Smarter Than Who.
As we do just after six each and every day, if you're listening in the car and you think you're smashing, how about you call sometime and take one of us on?
I'm really nervous.
Well, you thought for the next 2 weeks it was just going to be me playing the game, and I said, no. We need to get someone else to do the question so then you are in the running to play as well.
It's so random that you just can't prepare for this kind of trivia, and I'm very competitive, so I don't want to lose.
Competitive is good, and we have a no-win, no-prize policy. Amelia at Currumbong this morning, hello.
Morning, guys.
Morning, mate. Now, tell me you're playing Gia this morning just to mix things up, yeah?
I picked Gia only because it's my first time.
Oh, yay! We can do this together. This is good. Maybe it's like an even playing field.
All right, couple of first-timers. Are you very competitive as well as Gia?
I am really competitive, but I'm also really, really nervous. Sorry.
Okay.
This is going to go down well. It's going to be pretty tough.
Just relax, guys. They're just a bunch of trivia questions. They're not going to hurt you. Best of five. Names are buzzers. If you get one wrong, the other person gets a point. Here we go. Catherine Hudson is a singer better known by which name?
Catherine Hudson
is a singer better known by which name?
I know this.
Oh. I don't know this.
Big superstar.
Gia.
Katy
Perry.
Katy Perry's correct. First points to G this morning. Question number two. Big Brother was filmed at which Gold Coast theme park?
Gia.
Amelia.
Yes, Gia.
Dreamworld.
Dreamworld is correct. Come on, Amelia. You need this one, mate. Jump on in. The Everest is a car manufactured by which...
Amelia.
Amelia is it?
Ford.
Ford is correct. You know your cars?
Yep.
I never would have got that, ever.
Get this one and it goes to a tiebreaker. Natalie Barr reads the news for which television breakfast show? Amelia. Ooh,
quick.
Channel 7.
Channel 7 Sunrise is correct.
Oh, my God. It's down to the nitty gritty.
This one for the win. Spell Copacabana.
Gia. Amelia.
G is in.
I'm going to get this wrong.
Can she get it wrong?
C-O-P-A-B.
What?
B.
B? Incorrect.
Park. Oh, yeah, I missed a whole big chunk of that.
That's a C you need. Amelia, you've clawed your way back from two down and you've taken it out this morning. Well done.
Oh, thank you. You guys are awesome.
I let her win because I wanted her to get the prize.
That's BS, mate. I've used it before. The annual Hunter Valley Wine and Food Festival returns this May and June. It is showcasing the region's diverse wine and food culture. Tickets at huntervalleywinefestival.com. Do you fancy yourself as a bit of a food and wine critic, Amelia?
That's my life.
That's right up your alley.
Food and wine.
It is a great prize we've got on the card this week. 101.1.
101.3 CFM trending now.
6:17. What's happening today, Gia?
Apple's been fined $9 million in Australian federal court for making false or misleading representations to consumers about their rights. So they were found to have misleadingly told at least 275 Aussies that they'd been hit with the Error 53. Did you hear about that?
No, what is Area 53?
Error 53.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was like a conspiracy,
no.
Like an Area 53.
No, it's a real thing.
All the secrets they're holding of ours in some little Area 53 cupboard.
No, it's a real error that came up when people tried to update. It bricked their phone and essentially ruined their phone. Well, apparently, if they were trying to get it fixed by a third-party repairer, Apple was saying, nah, we're not going to give you a refund, but they were wrong.
I still believe, and I think there has been talk of this, that when the new iPhone is released, the old iPhone starts to stuff up. I've had
that
happen.
I believe that too.
And I've been saying it for years, and I think they even alluded to the fact that that, you know,
is a thing.
Is a bit of a thing. $9 million for Apple, what's that, like $2 for them?
Absolutely nothing. It's one of the highest fines so far in Australia for breach of consumer law, but it is a penny pocket for them.
Yeah, it's nothing.
CFM trending now.
ASOS have committed to banning products made using feathers, down, mohair, silk, cashmere, bone, pretty much anything made from animals by early 2019. They updated their animal welfare policy to bring third-party retailers in line. So they've been doing it with their products, but obviously they stock labels from all different places and they're getting rid of them if they have any kind of animal product.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, great
Happy
news.
Happy with that. It's a step forward. Nice work.
CFM trending now.
All right, next on the show, the storms were heavy yesterday. I don't know if you caught the end of the show yesterday, but I left the house. Somehow my dog, Patch, the Staffy, ended up here at work. He got out in the storms. The way he got out of my house yesterday is unbelievable. And the little treat he left for us as well when we got home, I'll let you know what it is next.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Never has a song been truer than this yesterday. Or in this case, my dog Patch let himself out.
Yeah, and you had no idea though, how? Yeah.
So, storms were pretty bad yesterday. I got a Staffy, his name's Patch, he hates the storm. Like, he shakes, he freaks out. But I had to go to work and so did Jamie. So
we could hear the thunder through our studio, so it was bad out there.
It was full on. One time there was a storm that came out of nowhere. I wasn't home. He jumped off the front balcony, which is two stories. That's how scared he is of the storms.
Oh, poor thing.
Yesterday,
how did he not die jumping off a balcony?
He's a little nugget. He's a little nugget. I don't know how he does it. But yesterday, with the storms being so bad, I had to sort of latch up the house. So every single door was shut. And somehow I get this phone call mid-show yesterday and said, hey, we've got your dog Patch. And I thought, has he got a spare key? How is this dog? He's a Houdini.
You must have just left a door open or something. You just forgot to shut one.
No door was left open. So he was here yesterday and at work. He was in the car with me. This is when we got home because I was baffled by how he possibly got out of the house. I did some Instagram stories. You can go to my Instagram, at Gaundy, G-A-W-N-D-Y. Just some real great stuff on there. But this is as we walk into the house to find out how Patch got the hell out. All right, Houdini, let's find out how you got out, hey? Come on, up the stairs. Come on, how did you get out of here? In the storm today, fully locked up house. How'd you get out? That door's shut. That door's shut. The laundry door's shut. So all the doors are shut. Every single one. Had to keep him inside because of the storm. All shut. Look at the kitchen. He's jumped it and squeezed out that tiny little gap. Oh, my God. You must have been scared, buddy. You've even done a bloody poo on the couch. So he did a poo on the couch, which is a nice little treat to get home to. But this gap was tiny. It would be no more than 10 centimetres.
And he's...
Or 10-15. He's solid, 10-15. But he does that Staffy thing where he really flattens himself out and if he's super scared, he just pushes on through.
But
it doesn't matter.
He's like not even 30 centimetres off the ground. How did he get onto your bench?
He jumped the kitchen
high
bench.
High jumper.
Knocked all the dishes off and everything and just pushed his way through. So when Jamie comes home, my fiance, I have to break the news to her that he's left us a treat on the couch. Hey, babe.
Hi, babe.
All the doors were shut. He jumped the kitchen bench and went out that window.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Literally, he knocked everything down. And he left us one last little treat as well.
And what, on the bed or something?
On the couch.
Oh, no, he actually himself.
Luckily, we kept that cover on. We need to take off. Thank you.
Yeah. So just one of the great days yesterday. I mean, you babysat Patch before, and when you got home, he you left him so long that he did a
little treat. Don't try to put this on me. Jamie obviously knows that this is something your dog does regularly.
No, he doesn't, though.
Poos everywhere.
He doesn't, though, unless he's scared. And the storms, he was scared. When you neglected him, he was scared.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Yeah, just after 6.30, Ash away this week and next. Producer Gia is in the chair doing a very nice job, G.
Thank you.
You're very relaxed there, aren't you?
Too relaxed?
You just sit there, kind of hand on hip. You think this is the life in here, don't you?
I'm not wearing the Ugg boots today, at least. I'm dressed up for the occasion.
You've stepped up, which is good. Hey, shout out to those six people that jumped on my Instagram off the back of a shameless plug. G-A-W-N-D-Y.
Oh, they did. Stop feeding
Caitlin,
his ego.
Timmy25, shout out. Stephen Warburton. Shelley Bell, 82. Just great guys jumping on.
They just want to see a cute dog. It's got nothing to do with you.
It's got nothing to do with my cute dog Patch. It's all me on the gram, guys.
Sure, sure.
Hey, Backstreet Boys, we're about to play right now. Don't forget, if you sign up and become a CVIP, we could be calling you back later in the show.
Every single morning this week, we're putting someone on the standby list, so you could be off to Las Vegas.
That's it. So once you register, you kick back, relax. If your phone calls, answer it. We put you on the standby list. That's how easy it is.
Easy peasy poo.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Shout out to those four people who jumped onto my Instagram, at Gondi, G-A-W. N-D-Y, Harry White, Bernard Pigface, Dylan Muggenson. Yeah, Bernard Pigface. That's his Insta name. And Father TJL. Good on you guys.
How long is this going to carry on for?
All show, dedicating it all show to my personal Instagram page. Hey, I love when people put research into pointless things. And this has to be up there with the most pointless, but I do absolutely love it. So there's new research out today that suggests that watching Sir David Attenborough's nature documentaries may boost people's sex drives.
Well, he does have a very sexy voice.
Isn't it soothing?
Sexy's maybe not the right word, but
it's
soothing.
It's soothing, it's relaxing, and if you're on the couch with your partner, you just might be so relaxed you start getting it on. I don't know.
No, but do you reckon that you're, you know, in the mood, you're like, yeah, okay, maybe feeling this, and then all of a sudden, I was going to do an impression, I definitely can't do it.
Oh, give us your David Attenborough, how good are you?
There's an animal over there. Eating something else. No. I don't know.
That's exactly what David Attenborough would say.
Sexy,
eating something
isn't it?
Else. So you're there, you're watching a couple of insects go at it, and you think, oh, that's... you know? I'll give you a little bit more on this. So the study found that the shows like Planet Earth and Blue Planet can actually improve viewers' confidence by helping them to have more compassion and view of their bodies.
So you see a big old elephant or rhino getting it on and you're like, hey, I don't look so bad anymore.
Yeah, you're like, that thing's fat, I'm fat. You know, it can do it, I can do it. I still think it's more to do with the soothing David Attenborough voice. I mean, 13, 12, 16, if you've ever done it to the documentaries or if you think it's sexy, but just have a listen to a bit of David Attenborough this morning.
The character of the forest changes as you descend, becoming ever darker and damper, favouring different kinds of animals and plants. Less than 2% of the sunlight reaches the floor. But even here, there is extraordinary variety.
Oh, mate.
I'm ready. Darker and damper really got... Yeah.
I'm ready to get it on right now.
Stop it. Get out.
I'm just going to go make a...
Jamie's out there.
Yeah, my fiance.
Yeah, have you directed in the right direction.
See you, mate.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Shout out to Nick Bangle, Mick Petto 81... Pito 81. Just all the people jumping on the at Gondi Instagram this morning. Josh,
Jay Scott.
Sorry,
are you going to spell it out again or just so everyone knows?
G-A-W-N-D-Y. Nick Sutto, your legend. Too late to repent. There's 14 that have come in recently. Zoe as well. Dave Maps Photography, the whole deal.
Click them out.
Mate, I crack 5,000, I could get some body scrubs and some herbal teas. Who knows what might be on the Instagram.
Stop.
We need to step into the cone of silence, Gia. Yeah?
I'm scared because Ash isn't here. What condition has this cone been left in?
has not been touched since, but the cone of silence is where we can step in and we can say anything we like about each other. When you get out, you can't be mad about it. It's a great safe zone.
Lies, blatant lies. It's disgusting in here.
It
Ash
does.
Keeps it so much cleaner than this.
It does stink. We need to chat, mate, because you've been hosting the show with me this week, which is great. You're doing an awesome job. You're producing, you're doing the show. It's great stuff.
But there's a but coming. A
couple little things around the office we need to have a chat about.
Of course. It's always, I wouldn't be dragged in here if there wasn't.
It's always the office politics.
Lay it on me.
One thing you do, which you've been brought up, it's been brought up a couple of times, is you pick your
back. Oh, my God!
You pick your back gum for some reason.
What?
You put your finger. Boss Yamo's spoken to you about it. Don't raise your voice in the car.
I'm sorry.
It's a quiet place.
I had braces.
Yes.
I have the wire behind my teeth.
Oh, is that what you're
Things
playing with?
Sometimes get caught or whatever, and
okay.
I gotta get them out.
Oh, right. It's disgusting, mate.
I'm getting it out. It could rot in there forever.
When are you getting it out?
In the office.
Oh, you're getting the stuff out. I thought you meant you're getting the wire taken out or something.
No, no, that can stay in there for life. I'm going to be picking my mouth for life. Maybe I can wait until I get home. Okay.
You're not doing that on dates, are you? Picking your back gum, are you?
Is that why I'm single?
I'd say so, yeah. It's pretty feral. And just the other thing I wanted to bring up in the cone.
I know what this one's going
to
be, I think.
Yeah, you can't be mad when we get out of here, but it just needs to be brought up inside the safe zone. I walked past you the other day.
Don't do it.
And as I walk past, I hear this real satisfied, this is quote from Gia. Ooh, yeah, that was a big one.
Stop
and
it.
As I turned around, a flake of skin has been peeled off your face and you looked at it with this love, like, oh, that's good stuff.
It was so satisfying. And it wasn't just a regular flake of skin. It was a flake off the top of a pimple.
Can you stop picking the flake off your pimple and your dirty, scaly skin?
I'm never
going
to have a boyfriend because of this. Thank you very much.
Can you commit in the cone for when we get out of the cone that we won't see any more picking or skin peeling?
You never know when a skin flake's going to be there and you can't leave it there.
My palms are sweaty talking about how feral this is.
Hey, I'm not like the guy from Austin Powers that eats his skin. Be happy.
You're like gold. You're like, what's his name?
Gold member.
Like, yes.
I don't eat it.
You love to peel it off and...
It's very appealing.
Can we agree to just leave the peeling at home?
I'll stop doing it in front of you. But in the privacy of my own corner of the office, I make no promises.
Which is also my office. Single blokes of the coast, listen up. We're all in this cone together. This is what you're getting from Gia if you're ever going on a date with her, yeah?
Yeah, the number's 13, 12, 16 if you want a date.
Let's get out of the cone. Once you start soliciting for dates on the radio. It's time to get out of
the
cone. I do feel better. If you stop doing it, I feel great.
Just wait. I'm going to pick some things about you. Pick up.
Skin everywhere.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Alpha Bucks, Letter and Clues are up right now. If you want to win $1,000 after 8 o'clock this morning, go check those out. We'll play soon. Also, before 7:30, the Hunter Valley Wine Festival tickets with Year of the Songs. So that's not too far away. Just quickly, because before the news, we were talking about your skin peeling here at work.
Yes, I've been having troubles. It's been a bit dry and flaky, and I peeled off a bit and
Real
was satisfied.
Satisfied.
I didn't eat it. It was just satisfied. But
as I walked past you, you said, oh, that was good. And I was like, ugh.
Well, it gets worse
because we
just had a message through to the CFM Facebook page.
I love it.
I'm not going to say the name of the person.
Let me bring the music down just to give it real effect.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Gia, if I was single, I'd eat your skin flakes and I'm dead.
If I was single, I would eat your skin flakes.
I'm catering to a specific market here.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
I love it.
It doesn't get any better than that. We love the people that listen to this show, of course, and anyone jumping on the @Gaundy Instagram this morning. The Bearded Explorer, shout out, Monster.
You get one more. One more and that's it.
You're not even stopping me at the moment.
No, because there's no stopping you. I've tried to stop you. I'm giving up.
Yeah, it's true. I got the power here and... I'm using it this morning. Hey, Dean's going to join us next. He's got some news on Will Ferrell and what his movie, his next movie might be. So we're looking forward to finding out what that is.
Bargain prices on computers, cameras, printers and more at Domain Computers West Gosford's half-yearly sale. 101.3 CFM. Coopla.
So we had our preview screening last night of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom at Hoyts in Erina. Amazing turnout last night. Nice packed cinema. And
dinosaurs scare me.
I love these Jurassic movies, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it freaks me out. I just saw the little trailer bit with the giant one in the water about to eat a surfer, and I was like, no, thank you.
You know they're not real, right? Well, not anymore.
So I just don't know these days. That's why I don't want home movies, because I think that can happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that can actually happen, yeah.
Dinosaurs
Dean, no, exactly. Dean, are you a fan of the Jurassic movies?
Oh, my goodness. I'm such a fan. The last one was epic. I even liked the original ones. Like,
the original, no, Dean, the original was the best. You're never going to beat the original.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah. I'm full of grace.
What's going on with Pratt? He's the main man, so he used to be with Anna Faris. Now he's not. What's going on with him?
Okay, here's the update on this, because this is making big headlines, because just like you said, he is starring in the biggest movie at the moment right now. It's been 6 months since him and Anna Faris broke up. They're over it. I'm not over it. They've both moved on. I haven't moved on. I'm still coming to terms with this. But look, here's the thing. He's dating Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, Catherine Schwarzenegger. Now, they've been having secret dates, but their last date was photographed by a paparazzi. When you're the star of the biggest film in the world, you're going to get photographed. They went on a picnic date, okay? So it was a picnic rug, there was fruit, there was some food, he had some wine, and the two of them literally stared at each other the entire time on the date, on the picnic rug, which is very cute. So it appears that they're dating, and what the rumor on the street is he has not met Arnold yet. That would be more terrifying than the pterodactyl or whatever he's playing.
What are your intentions with my daughter?
Doing Arnold? Gia has been doing impersonations this morning. She did David Attenborough earlier. Okay. Give Dean and I your best Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What are your plans with my daughter?
That's good.
Sorry about that. The
worse they are, the better sometimes. That would be... He's an intimidating dude. So imagine going home to Arnold Schwarzenegger. First of all, I knew he had that love child. I didn't know he had a daughter. I've just looked up... Yeah, Catherine Schwarzenegger.
She's a babe. Yeah. So is Chris Pratt. Yeah, so that makes sense.
And he used to be fat. Now he's buffed up and he's killing it. Now, let's go to Will Ferrell because he's announced his next movie, Dean.
Okay, this is so awesome. Now, Will Ferrell has partnered up with Netflix to do a film called Eurovision, a comedy about Eurovision, which, of course, Australia always enters. But here's what's interesting about this. They don't play Eurovision in America. They don't air it. They don't talk about it. No one in America really knows much about it. So this film will be an introduction for America to Eurovision to explain what it is. And, of course, Will Ferrell taking his own comedic angle on the hysterical and very, very important, I mean, competition. Isn't that where Celine Dion got her first break? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she was on Eurovision. Mm-hmm.
She'd have to be the biggest name out of Eurovision other than Conchita Wurst, the bearded lady from 2 years ago. I mean, that's...
Imagine being in the bag with the bearded one. You know, Celine, she's really made it, hasn't she?
I know. But, mate, when I heard this morning, Dean, it was one of those things where I went... Well, I mean, I'm not Will Ferrell, but why didn't I think of that? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be such an obvious, funny movie to do.
Behind the scenes drama and backstabbing. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be great, mate. We appreciate the update, Dean. Chat tomorrow.
Talk tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Dean McCarthy here at CFM. Bargain prices on computers, cameras, printers, and more. You just need to check out Domain Computers West Gosford. They've got their half-yearly sale. If you need a computer, get on in there for that. Next on the show, if you want these Hunter Valley Wine Festival tickets, call now. 13, 12, 16. Normally, I take on Ash in Year of the Song. If you think you're pretty good at it, if you've heard this game and you think you're pretty good at picking the year of songs, we want to hear from you right now.
Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that.
Year of the song time, guys, with Ash away and producer G. You get the song, so you can't actually play. We thought we'd put it to the people on 13, 12, 16 who wanted to take me on this morning. Maybe you've listened before and think you're pretty good at guessing the year of songs. And we've got Carissa at Carry On. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, do you play this game in your car? Are you good at this game?
I do.
And are you good?
I try to play.
Yep.
Well, not against you, maybe, but we'll see how I go.
Oh, get lost. Ash is always better at this than you are. Gondi's not good. Trissa, don't be frightened.
She's pushing me into a false sense of security, and then she's going to absolutely wipe me off the floor. All right, so we got five songs, best of five. I will lock in a year with Gia, and then you can say yours, and then I can't change mine. But what's the first song, G?
Song number one is Mike Posner, Cooler Than Me.
Ooh. You got the hide your face. You wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say, hey, you'll remember all right. Okay.
Think you got this one?
Yes. Okay. I worked at another radio station when this was out.
Did you just?
Yes. Let me go. What year was that? I'm going to go that. Yep, I'm locked in.
Okay. Yeah, he is in. Alrighty. Carissa, what do you reckon the year of that song is?
I'm going to say it's not that old. Maybe 2010?
Ooh, all righty. Carissa's gone 2010. Gondi's gone 2011. That's a close one.
What year was that song?
It was 2009.
Oh, you've done it.
Yes.
Good job, Carissa.
Carissa, with the first points on the board with the best of three. What's song two?
DMX, Party Up.
Oh. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Back to the good old days.
It feels year 10-ish to me.
What year was that?
I don't know. I'm trying to work that out in my head.
My life's pretty easy. Every year that I was in was the year. So 2010, I was in year 10.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That works for you. Not great for me. I also don't know how long the song was out for before I was listening to it. Yeah, I'm just going to go this. I don't know. That's what I'm feeling. That's just...
Okay, yeah. Well, he's in. Yeah. Righto.
Yep.
Carissa, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go. Oh, I don't really know, but I'm going to say 1998.
On the 90s.
Ooh, bit of split between that one.
That could be a good guess, actually.
Gondi has gone 2008. So the correct answer is the year 2000. Carissa.
Carissa's done it again. God damn it. All right, I need this one to stay in the game. Otherwise, Carissa wins. What is song three?
Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
So how long has she been around for? Because this is her debut.
Catherine Hudson.
Yes.
Been around for a while.
Katy Perry, what year was she? All right.
Gondi's in.
I'm in.
Okay. What do you reckon, Carissa?
All right, I'm going to say... 2003.
Okay. Gondi, on the other hand, has gone 2009. And the correct answer, potentially for the win, or maybe not, is 2008. So that's Gondi.
Okay. Let's go to song four. What is it?
R. Kelly, Bump and Grind.
Oh. All right, I'm locked in. What do you think, Carissa?
I'll say 1995. I don't know that one.
That's a good guess, mate. I've gone 97, so...
And the correct answer...
Ooh.
...is 93. Carissa!
Oh, yes! Done it! You are good. You are good. Hunter Valley Wine Festival tickets for you for winning the game this morning. Well done.
Awesome, thank you so much.
That's great. Early psych out worked.
It did, it really did. You made me feel good and then I got too confident. Hunter Valley Wine Festival tickets. The annual Hunter Valley Wine and Food Festival. It returns this May and June, showcasing the region's diverse wine and food culture. Tickets at huntervalleywinefestival.com. It looks like a good one. We got some tickets all this week.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
13, 12, 16 if you're a secret car eater. Because it seems we've uncovered some people among us that like to duck off in their cars and eat quietly to themselves and sometimes in secret and they're not telling anyone about it.
Are we talking like people that just are on the go, you know, running around so they're just quickly munging on something, or this is someone that fully is ashamed of what they're doing
I would say it's a mix between shame and enjoyment, you know? Ooh. You know you shouldn't be doing it, but you do it anyway on 13, 12, 16 as the calls start coming through. So I pulled up. Now, I'm not saying these guys are secret car readers, but I'll throw a couple of my friends in the mix here. Under the bus, yeah. Cam and Gemma, right? So I'm sitting out front of Margarita Days in Yamina, great spot, and I'm about to go into Margarita Days, and this car pulls up beside me, and they're sitting there for a little bit, and then we realised we know each other. And I was like, oh, they're my friends Cam and Gemma. And we wind down the window and we have a chat and I go, what are you guys doing? And they said, they said this quite shamefully. They said, we've just been down to Charcoal Chicken and we're about to sit in the car and eat this chicken and chips. And I said, well, don't let me stop you, because they hadn't eaten for like 30 minutes. And they said, oh, we don't want to devour the chicken in front of you. We kind of want to do it.
Why? Because you're just the picture of health and they were ashamed to do it in front of you?
It was just weird me sitting in my car and looking in at their car while they're sort of getting into their chicken and their chips.
Staring you in the eyes.
Sitting in the car at your minor beach.
Finger looking good.
Yeah, just like, that kind of stuff. So I thought maybe this is a thing where people are secretly eating in their car. And then I chat to Bree Taylor, who works here, and we're going to get her on the show. Can't get a hold of her at the moment, but she was telling me she had a friend that was right into like fitness and promoting health foods and all this sort of stuff. Said she busted her secretly eating in her car cookie dough. You know the cookie dough that you get
in there? Isn't that supposed to be refrigerated? I think that's supposed to be refrigerated. She's just sitting there.
Yeah, like sucking the cookie dough out of the...
out of under the seat, or... Yeah,
you know, it looks like it's kind of, you know, like a salami wrapper kind of thing, and you sort of bite the cookie dough off.
No, you're supposed to cut it into cookie pieces and cook it.
Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to just eat it raw out of the pack.
She was just chomping on it. And
it does taste good raw.
Does it?
I've done it.
And she said she looked around her car and there was like five or six wrappers. So she was ducking off doing it a lot. Now, look, we got some calls coming through here, which is great. And we also took a lot of messages on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I want to chat to the secret car readers. There's no shame in it, guys. I'll often duck home and I'll tell fiancé Jamie I had some healthy salad at home, but really I'm ducking into, you know, wherever I need to go to get...
I don't think it's a secret. Look at you. Oh!
Gia, I'm looking the fittest I've ever been, mate.
5-2 diet.
13, 12, 16, let's chat to the secret car readers and uncover this on the coast next.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
But we're chatting right now to the secret car readers. People who like to duck off and just, you know, keep to themselves and eat in the car.
When I first moved to the coast, I was living with an Instagram foodie and, like, fully the healthy eating, the clean treats, all that, and I was so ashamed to eat Guzman in the house that I would park out the front, around the corner a little bit, smash a burrito and then go inside.
There's no shame in Guzman. Don't worry about that.
So good.
It doesn't
delicious.
Feel good to keep it secret in a way too. You're like, this is just for me. I busted a couple of friends as well, Cam and Gemma, who pulled up and ate a bit of charcoal chicken in the car. And they didn't want to do it in front of me. They said, we'd rather if you kind of moved on.
So that we can eat in peace.
Yeah, we can eat in peace. Let's go to Sandra at Edelong, my side of town. Morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
You're a secret car reader.
Yeah, because I have four kids.
Right.
So I have to sneak off. Like, if I come back from the shop, I'll drive in my driveway and eat my McDonald's or chocolates.
Yeah.
Quickly eat it, hide it in the back of the car, come upstairs, cook my kids a really nice, healthy meal. And they don't know I've been sitting out in the driveway munching out on chocolates at McDonald's.
Oh, how good's being an adult when you can really stitch up the kids? You know, they've got no idea. And does it just feel great? I mean, how often are you doing it? That's my question. How often are you doing this?
Oh, nearly every day.
Every day?
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is commitment to the secret car eating. I like that one on 13, 12, 16. Thank you, Sandra. Let's go to Tracy at Blue Haven. Tracy, you're a secret car reader.
Yes, I am.
Okay, what are you eating? Why are you keeping it secret?
I don't know. I think because I'm always complaining with my partner, like, oh, I feel fat. And, you know, so it's like he can't sit there and throw it back on me, like, well, what about everything you eat? So I often, if I'm going to the shops or ducking to the shops, or even especially after boot camp, because I feel like I earned it and it's, you know, it's okay, I will go through anything that's a drive-through, so it's straight in and straight out. I'm not seen by anyone. No one can dog me in. And I will scoff it on the way home. I'll even take the long way home. And then as soon as I'm pulling up, I scrunch it up and I shove it under the seat until I know that he's at work the next day, and then I'll go and clean the car out and put it in the bin.
Oh, what a plan. I mean, you've really gone to extreme lengths there to keep that a secret.
What happens if he opens up?
It's not a secret anymore.
Oh, he knows. Oh, okay, the secret's out.
So I feel like there's going to be a car inspection every weekend now.
I was going to say, what happens when he opens the bin and goes, wow, there's a lot of Macca's wrappers in here, or a lot of chocolate bars in here?
Shuffle the rubbish around.
So she knows there's no getting around it. And so what were you telling him you were eating, though? What were you saying when you were doing this? How are you covering it up that way?
Oh, I don't even say anything. Like, I make out, I haven't eaten all day. I'm pretty hungry. Like, yeah.
It's all hush hush. I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like we've really uncovered something. We've got a lot of comments on our Facebook page as well. No shame in it, guys. You know, if it treats yourself and you feel good about it.
Every single person here on the phone lines right now, I've done it.
I don't know how much I should encourage eating junk food every single day on the quiet, but I mean, I do appreciate
you do it.
The lengths that people are going to. We're doing Alpha Bucks next. Melinda at Baddow Bay, keen to get $1,000. Morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
You got the letter and the clues?
I do, letter H.
That's it. Love it. Okay, so each answer has to start with that. Everyone will give you $10. If you get all of them right, $1,000, all thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical.
Sounds good.
Oh, man. Free cash in the bank. There's
good
nothing
on a
better.
Get you through the middle of the week.
That's it.
All right.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck. I hope you win.
Thank you.
Yep.
So do I.
Here we go. You got the questions, GT.
I most certainly do. Melinda, starting with the letter H, name a boy's name.
Hayden.
Something with four legs.
Hippo.
An Olympic event.
Hurdles.
An adjective.
Happy.
Something you'd find at a circus.
A hat.
A brand of chocolate.
Hershey's.
Something associated with basketball.
Poop.
Something you eat at breakfast.
Ham.
Something you'd find on a farm.
Horse.
A herb. Linda!
Damn!
That last question.
Oh.
Whew.
You flew through those.
So close.
A herb we would have accepted, horseradish.
Oh.
And what's this other one here? What's that one? Hyssop.
Hyssop. I have no idea. I'm no Ash Pollard.
Herbs aren't my strong point, but you were...
They're not mine either.
You were right there. You were right there.
On the cusp of glory.
$90 into the bank account this morning for playing the game Alpha Bucks. It's still free cash. Nothing better than that.
Nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
Alpha Bucks. Look at that.
I'm flying through
all day. Last week on Friday, we gave away the $1,000 and I really feel like we could do it again this week.
I really do.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Callum Scott's here. Hello,
good
Callum.
Good morning. Hey, how Callum. Are you?
We're good, man. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on. I've been stitched up by a mate of mine that you're sitting there with. He showed you a picture of me in a bikini on a beach.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the pose is great. The bikini's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I've now got it as a screensaver on my phone.
Why does that photo exist?
I feel like it needs... That is a great question, Gia, and I do feel like it needs some context. So,
I would have said that you should go straight into calendar modelling.
Oh.
Oh,
get lost.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that if you'd see him right now.
This photo, it pops up every now and then, but Rachel Finch, who's a model here in Australia, I hosted a night show with her at the time, and that was her campaign for Speedo.
Okay.
And so we went down to the beach and I recreated the campaign. So the pic is meant to be me next to Rachel Finch. The problem is someone's cropped her out and now it's just me in a bikini on the beach looking weird. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would say arguably you look better.
Oh, okay, well.
You rock that bikini, bro. You rock it.
Welcome to Australia, Callum Scott. The blokes are hot in bikinis. Hey?
That's great news.
We can pull it off for you. Don't worry about that. Now, you're here. You've announced your show. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. And I know people are a big fan of you and they're going to want to come and see you live. The new song out as well, which is Rhythm Inside, currently 21 million streams on Spotify alone, Callum. That's crazy. Huge.
Oh, it's crazy, man. I mean, all the stats for my music over here is crazy because as of February this year, I'd never even been to Australia. And now I've come over here as an artist. My music's here. It's reacting so well. It's an honour. It really is.
Well, this is your first tour of Australia. Do you have any idea what you're getting yourself in for with us Aussie crowds?
I honestly am so open. I have no idea what the Aussie crowds are like. I know Aussies love their music, and me being an artist is, a good start. So I'm going to leave it there and just wait for the evening. But I'm so excited to come here and do some shows. I'm counting down the days already.
We all rock up in the bikini that you see in that photo, mate. That's what we do.
Oh, well, I'm there in a heartbeat. I'm going to have a residency.
Mate, how's your love life going? Because your songs are all about, you know, you've actually talked about your album and how you can help people out who kind of feel a bit lonely. Surely not a successful, good-looking dude like yourself is struggling on the singles game, are you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard when you're out on the road all the time. I mean, just with this last few months, I've been in America, I've been in Nashville, and then I was in Europe, and now I'm in Australia. So it's hard enough staying in touch with family and friends. So, you know, trying to find Mr. Right is even more difficult. But you know, I'm out there. I'm on Tinder. So I'm looking.
Do you get recognized on Tinder?
A little bit.
Is that good? Is that good or is that annoying?
Well, you know what? At first, when I was trying to join Tinder, I put some pictures up of myself, and they were sensible ones. They were pictures of me with no clothes on. They were very sensible, and they got removed. And I was like, oh, that's random. I tried again. Got an email, and we can't use these pictures. And I'm thinking, I wonder why. And then I emailed and I said, look, guys, I'm trying to join this site. I'm trying to look for love. And they said, oh, we're really sorry. We thought you was pretending to be Callum Scott. They thought I was a catfish. So I got it sorted, but now I'm legit on there.
Isn't there one for celebrities? Isn't there a Tinder for where people can find people
there
like yourself?
Yeah, there is. There's one called Raya, which I'm on. But you know what? I'm up for meeting anybody. It doesn't need to be celebrity. I'm down for meeting anyone, you know, whether it's somebody with a 9-to-5 job or somebody who works in music. It's not. I just judge it on how much of a good time I'm going to have, you know?
Have you had any super cheesy pickup lines that have used your songs like, hey man, help me out, I'm just dancing on my own?
Oh my God, yes. I've had a couple, and you know when you're sat there and you just sink into your chair, I'm like, oh. They're like, oh, I'm right over here, why can't you see me? I'm like, oh, really, dude? Like,
I love it.
Oh, I mean, respect.
Kudos to it. Yeah, kudos
exactly.
to him.
Yeah. Hey, Gia, tell Callum Scott your great pickup line from Tinder the other day, which we mentioned on the show.
Oh,
so,
wow.
A guy gets in touch with you.
Yep, and he says, hey, I'm no electrician, but I can light up your day.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
to
know.
To which I then replied, hey, I'm no carpenter, but I'm good with wood.
Jesus, that's awesome. What a comeback.
He didn't respond.
Yeah, has not replied.
It's because he's embarrassed. He couldn't match
He was outdone.
Yeah. He was outdone, exactly.
Mate,
I'm going to have to take some tips from you, Gia, I think.
Feel free to use that one. So what is it again?
Know.
I'm a carpenter.
I'm no carpenter, but I'm good with wood.
That is incredible.
So look, if you don't end up getting tickets for Callum Scott, just find him on Tinder somewhere. He'll be... just do that.
You've got a good chat line. I might give you a ticket for free.
I'm not on Tinder, but you can do that super search or something, right? So it doesn't matter where he is in Australia. Don't ask how I know that. My fiance will be asking questions.
Yeah. You said that on air, man. You do realise that.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Grab some tickets to see Callum Scott. You're a legend, man. All the best with it.
Thank you very much for having me, man.
The Backstreet Boys are back with their new single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Listen or download now.
Again. The Backstreet Boys live on a world famous rooftop in Vegas, hosted by Carrie and Tommy.
Only from CFM.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be one of the all-time great nights.
What a throwback. They've got a brand new hit, but God, all the nostalgia from the Backstreet Boys. Wouldn't you want to relive that?
So do they have some sort of residency or something in Vegas? Is that what they're
doing?
Yeah,
they just started
one. Mariah Carey style, that kind of vibe? All right, well, we want to get you there, and we're putting people on the standby list. So if you've registered to become a CVIP, you kick back, you relax, we put in all the work, we call you and put you on the standby list. So another limited edition spot on the standby list this morning. Who are you thinking? I don't mind the look of Vanessa at Chitaway Bay. Let's go, Vanessa. Vanessa,
hey guys.
Hello.
How are we?
We're great, mate.
That's good.
Backstreet Boys, who's the hottest?
Oh, Brian.
Brian?
Always had a spot for Brian.
Stop the music, guys. Brian?
Brian.
Can't even picture it in my head.
It's not
to be
even
honest
a sexy name, is it?
I think it's Brian. The name.
The name doesn't do it for me, but the looks always good as a teenager.
Can you describe Brian for me? I'm trying to picture which one Brian is.
He's the blonde one.
No, that's Nick Carter.
No, he's got, like, the tips.
Oh, he had the little curly frosted tips.
Frosted tips, that's what they're called.
Brian.
Got to love the 90s.
Back. It's all coming back. Well, you are one step closer to seeing him live in Vegas.
Awesome.
On that standby list. So, well, hopefully we're calling you back again to send you off there.
That would be amazing.
They're back with their brand new hit single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. You can listen or download it right now. And whether it's Nick, Brian, Kevin, or whoever you pick in the Backstreet Boys.
Look at you knowing all the Backstreet Boys' names.
I'll let you know a little secret. One of the first albums I ever had was the... I was primetime Backstreet's back.
All right.
I was fresh in high school.
Did you have the frosted tips?
I had the Nick Carter hairstyle. I had the part in the middle with the...
Yuck.
Yeah, and I used to put on Backstreet Boys shows for the neighbours and stuff. I've revealed too much.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Now, this is a... We covered this about a year or so ago with... it's hard for me to talk about because I live on the peninsula, so I don't like highlighting the negatives sometimes. But sometimes the negatives need to be highlighted to make it better. And there's a great cafe there at your minor beach. It's the Jasmine Greens Park Kiosk. For anyone that's been there, it's right near the skate park, and it's an amazing little cafe. All the families get there, they eat at the cafe. People from all over the coast go to that part because it's right near the beach and the skate park, and they get to enjoy something nice at this cafe.
I haven't been there yet, and I have dog sat for you down in that area. I definitely should have put that on my list.
It's a beautiful spot, and unfortunately, for whatever reason, it keeps getting broken into. Which, that's the negative I don't like highlighting about that area, because the peninsula can cop a bit of a bad rap. The peninsula is an amazing spot.
Well, it happens in all suburbs. There's break-ins and things that happen everywhere. The first place I moved when I came to the coast was Springfield.
Yep.
And the second day I was here, heard about some murder that happened just
over. Right.
And I was like, oh, my God. So it happens everywhere.
It does. Well, look, let's get Gabby Graham on, who's the owner, because this is happening non-stop. Morning, Gabby.
Morning, Gondi. How you going?
I'm good, mate. I hope you're doing okay, because I know that when we had you on the show about a year or so ago, this was happening, it was getting broken into, and you actually offered the people that were breaking into the cafe a job as a barista. You wanted to help these people out.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now,
sorry, I'm quite emotional today. I'm really sorry. Yeah. I was broken into again last night, two nights in a row, and it's quite... draining.
This is what
I've been over 30 break-ins in 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we've done our baristas beating crime, free barista training for high school kids, and today it's a really exciting day. We're actually working with Year 9 kids at Brisbane Water Secondary College, starting a community garden down here behind the cafe in the park. These are kids who have been selected by the headmaster who are more, I guess, interested in using their hands than reading textbooks, so that we're just, we're trying so hard to engage kids and the community in positive ways, and sadly some people are still slipping through the cracks and they just see us as a target.
See, this is what annoys me, is that you're giving back so much to the community there on the peninsula, and then to have this happen two nights in a row in the last 24 hours is just disgusting. Do you know, I mean, is it the security cameras around there that aren't working? Why do you think your cafe is a target?
Well, we are located in this idyllic location in the park behind the beach, and sadly, even though there are lights in the park and cameras, council doesn't turn the lights on, and the cameras haven't worked now for 4 years. So we've never caught anyone.
And what are the police...
So we're just fair game.
What are the police saying when you talk to the police?
Well, the CCTV cameras in the park all feed through to Gosford Area Command, and every time they go to check footage, they can't get any. It's blank, black screen. The cameras aren't working.
So without cameras, they can't find who's done it?
No.
No way.
We're trying to do fingerprints and things, but this time, I mean, they're wearing gloves. They know to hide their fingerprints. And also being by the sea, it's pretty hard to fingerprint with all the sea spray.
Yeah.
Sorry,
No, it's all right.
Don't be sorry. No, it's understandable. I mean, it's a super upsetting situation, not to have it happen once, but to have it happen so repeatedly. Mm. Is there anything that they're going to do to get these cameras up and running? Or?
Well, I'd just really like council to take responsibility for their facilities. They've got this incredible park and this really wonderful community down here on the peninsula. And, you know, it's all very well to set up all this infrastructure, but if they don't maintain it, it just puts our whole community at risk. And look, sadly, I'm not the only business who's been broken into on the peninsula in the last couple of weeks. So there's definitely a new spate of criminal activity and shops being broken into, and also football clubs. And, you know, we were really badly graffitied 2 weeks ago. So obviously there's a new gang in town or whatever it is. And I really worry for kids who are putting themselves at this much risk of not only injuring themselves, but potentially going to jail. And I just don't understand. I think we need a combination of that remediation, but also making the park safe at night. And I really think fully lighting the park at night so people can exercise here at night, walk their dogs, and just feel safe. Because I don't open my restaurant for dinners anymore because we just don't feel safe down here at night. And in the day, it's just fantastic.
Oh, 100% it is. It's such an amazing spot. It's actually where they have the Yamina Beach Markets right there. It's in a stunning spot of the coast. And I feel like that is maybe the best place to start, is lighting up that skate park there right next to the park, as it should be. And that should hopefully deter anyone doing this. I mean, look, I don't know how we get through to these people for you, Gabby, but, you know, if I can even put a message out there on CFM for these people just to think about your actions. I know they don't, but, you know, even if we can get through to say one or two that spreads that word and goes, look, there is a ripple effect when you do these kind of things, and just to listen to you this morning pour your heart out about what's going on with your business that you're just trying to get up and running and being let down by just a couple of I'd love to say a few choice words, but Gabby,
they're heading in the wrong direction. We just keep trying to work with the community. We gave 120 free cooking classes this summer to kids. We try really hard to work with the community. And so I don't think that it's us that's the target. I think, sadly, it's the location and the fact that the cameras don't work, and everybody knows that. And the cameras can't film in the dark. So we need light so the cameras can work. And people will feel safe and they'll use the park more for positive activities if there are lights.
100%. Gabby, I don't want this to be the last time we chat. I don't want to just get you on air, you tell your story, and that's the last we talk to each other. I'd actually like to, I don't know how I go about helping you do it, but if there is some sort of way we can get these lights up and running, or the cameras, or whatever it may be, if I could be of any assistance, I'd love to try and help.
Gandhi.
I'd actually love to try and help you out. So let's chat off air and see what we can do.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your support, guys.
Thanks, Gabby. Gabby Graham from the Jasmine Greens Park Kiosk here on the coast. And support your local businesses as well. If you're ever in the area, they do some great food and coffee there, and it's just an amazing spot. So get in there and support Gabby.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We've been taking some calls on 13, 12, 16 about
lots
this Jasmine Greens Park Kiosk Cafe, which is in Yamina Beach, which unfortunately, for whatever reason, has been broken into so many times over the last 4 months. It's crazy.
We had at least five people just then call in, all from the local area, wanting to get behind and help her out, which is beautiful. And, of course, we want to as well.
Yeah, we'll chat to a lot of those people off the air, and we appreciate Gabby Graham coming on, the owner, and hopefully we can try and fix things up for her there. Also, just as we wrap up the show this morning, I'd also like to say thanks to all those people that have jumped on the app.
You're so bad.
The @Gawndy Instagram page, Gawndy.
Where's the numbers at? Are you at 5 yet?
I got a few people in. No, I said if I get to 5,000, I'll get some body scrubs and stuff going for all.
Which is the only reason that we are all starting to follow you.
No, it's just good stuff on there.
Because you said free body scrub for all, so that's why we've done it.
How did this come up again this morning?
Because you were talking about your dog breaking in on your Insta story.
That's right. This time yesterday, if you were listening, I had Patch here who broke out in the storm yesterday, and I got home to find out that all the doors were locked up. He jumped onto the kitchen bench and squeezed through the kitchen window.
And then left a little present.
he pooed on the couch. So that is the stuff you get.
Yeah, on the Insta story. Gawndy, D-A-W-N-D-Y.
Exactly. Thank you, mate. Next on the, not next, tomorrow, we've got John Edwards from John Edwards Crossing Over. He's like the all-time psychic.
Psychics freak me out.
He's legit.
I'm scared for this.
Yeah. So he's going to join us on the show tomorrow. We look forward to that. But have a great one for a Wednesday,
see
guys.
Ya.
Bye.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.